Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick. Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, we have Marcella Sobella, whose name I just love saying. I think that's like so like rhythmic and wonderful. She's on our show and she's talking to us about dating older women and also dating women with kids. We have Kristen, who's going to talk about dating as an older-ish woman without kids. Marcella's going to talk about it from the kids' perspective. But I think it's a really good episode for every guy to listen to, and you're going to love it. So keep listening.
Welcome to the Ask Women podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Kristen Carney from KristenAndChill.com. And we have Marnie Kinross with us today. Me and Marnie haven't been doing too many shows together, but we're back.
No.
And we're happy to be together because we're in love. And we have an awesome guest today who is going to talk about something that is really relevant actually for me and guys out there as well. But we have Marcella Alonso, who is a content creator and has her own popular weekly IG live called Sunday Funday. There's an article about it that went viral. And she's a MILF who gets hit on by young guys all the time and is sending her daughter to college by doing an OnlyFans. So this is going to be an interesting show. Marcella, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Marcella, I wanted to talk to you about dating younger men. And actually, Kristen, just before the show, revealed that this is a topic that is like top of mind for her as well, because she's inching up in the female category and then dating down.
No, if I date younger men, they're going to be 18.
Oh my God. I remember when I was 32 and my husband's friend was calling me a cougar. I was like, that's not what a cougar is. A cougar isn't 32 years old. And he's like, yeah, it's somebody who's 5 years older than the guys that they're dating. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. So I wanted to hear from both of you how you feel about dating younger men. And actually, Marcella, I'd love to hear your opinion.
Well, I do have a lot of younger guys. I'm blown away, surprised all the time with the amount of younger guys that are hitting me up, that are interested in me. And I noticed the biggest thing is older women don't have hangups like younger women. And that's what the big draw and attention is. It's more mutually benefiting where, you know, there's no BS older woman. We're straight to the point. We know what we want. And the younger guys appreciate that, I've noticed.
Yeah. And so what's the appeal for you as an older woman with a younger guy? It's kind of the same thing, probably. There is no BS. There's no bad, right? Or what is it?
Mm-hmm. No luggage, no drama, no headache. Well, not really headache, because younger guys, of course, they're going to be more immature. But I've noticed guys that are my age or older, they seem to be like burnt and crispy. Maybe they've been in a past relationship. Maybe they've had an ex-wife. And then they have this like major hangup. So the younger guy who's never been married and just wants to have fun, go out, and then also is, they're more sexually active than the guy that's middle-aged. They're not having issues. It tends to be a better fit with the younger guys, I find.
Okay. Kristen, what do you think?
I agree, because being in my later 30s, I'm behind on everything. I basically consider myself Indiana Jones in the sense of like, when the stone wall is closing and it's dropping down and he just rolls right under it and just sneaks through. That's how I do everything in my life. Like, I just make it through everything I do. I just make it. So I want to have kids and I want to have a family and get married. And it's like, you know, I'm in my later 30s and I feel like I'm going to just sneak in there. So for me, younger guys that are open to commitment are more appealing because they wouldn't be as old of a father as if I were dating a guy who is 45 and then just starting to have kids. So
interesting.
I find it appealing, but I also find it more fun. And I do think, like you, like Marcella said, they're almost like burnt and toasty or something. Like I feel like
burnt and crispy.
Burnt and crispy. Okay, right. Like I'm not saying that older men have been in the oven too long and there's now smoke coming out and the fire alarm's going off, but they do have just as older women, not all older women, just as not all older men, but we gain issues as we get older. So it's refreshing for me when I'm seeing a guy and he's 34 because it doesn't seem like he has had many life happenings happen to him yet. So he's got a fresher perspective and that can help me because I tend to be more cynical. So it's a good balance.
Interesting. And so how do these guys catch your attention? Because at first I'm sure it's like, wait, what is this early 30s, maybe even late 20s guy? What is he doing looking at my profile? Can you take these guys as seriously or are they just for fun?
I don't know about Marcella, but I know that some of the time I ask, I say, like, you know, I'm like 5 years older than you, right? And they'll say, yeah, it doesn't bother me if it doesn't bother you. And so then I say something about, I'm looking for something serious. And they're like, yeah, I am too. So it seems like we get on the same page kind of quickly. And if they are looking for more just fun, then I don't go on a date generally with them because it's going to be a waste of my time. And I actually had a guy who was 25 years old. I didn't know he was 25. And he just randomly commented on one of my Instagram posts. He was like, hey, saw you online. Want to go on a fun date? And I clicked on his picture and usually like, you're kind of like, well, not really my type or whatever. He looked like this guy that I have a crush on in London. And I was like, hello. So I went into his DMs, like I slid in and I was like, yeah, I'd love to go on a date. And I told him, you look like a guy I have a crush on. And we were chatting a little bit and I said, how old are you? And he said, 25. And I went, what? With like a million T's at the end. Because I was like 25. I mean, that's young. And so we just started talking about how much older I am. And he said, don't worry, I've dated older than you. And I said, would you be willing to have kids? Not that I'm asking you to have kids with me, but if it came up, he's like, well, I generally would prefer to wait a year or two, but if it happened now, that would be fine. And we ended up not going out because for some weird reason, we matched or he saw me online, but he was in California. So I don't know how we cross paths there, but
interesting. Well, Marcella, let me ask you a question. That's pretty bold of Kristen to say what her wants are. For a lot of women who are not as bold and comfortable, who might be skeptical as to why a younger guy would be interested in them, is it wise for younger men to state their intention? Or, and actually, I'm going to add something on. I know that a lot of women get catfished as well by younger men online. So can you explain the proper way to say this information to a woman so that it's not like, oh, this person is catfishing me. They're saying all the things that I want to hear. They're saying they want a relationship. They say they want the commitment. Like, what is the best approach for these guys to have older women take them seriously?
So I'm in a little bit different boat than Kristen because I'm an empty nester. My kids are finally out of the house. I see it like, I really don't want that serious commitment. I personally don't want children. Like, I'm done at that point, but I just want to enjoy the spontaneous date. I want to have fun, but I'm going to make it clear as well. Like, hey, we're just having fun. We're going to go out. We're going to have this experience. And I'm like brutally honest, you know, I'm brutally honest. And I think it's good that Kristen was, I think that's very smart for her to say before, like, hey, let me be upfront, you know, like that. I think that's great for women to be upfront. I think guys need to be upfront because there is women out there that just want to have fun. They want to go on at a date. They just want to be spontaneous. And at the end of the day, because I am older and I have been in relationships that have been serious, like I personally don't want to live with anybody. I don't want to have, you know, I just want to have my fun and that's it. Not take it home, sleep alone. You know, so there is women like that that are ready. So it's just about matching with that right circumstance.
Right. Right. That's a really good point. Because you're right. Not every single woman wants a relationship. Being upfront. Would both of you recommend that you wait for the woman to be upfront? Or is it sexy when the guy is upfront?
I would prefer the guy be upfront, but I generally haven't come across him being upfront. It's like they generally seem to ignore the age difference. And I just matched with someone a couple days ago and we've been texting a little bit and he's 34 and I haven't said anything yet because normally I would, but I was like, this time I'm going to try a little different of an approach to show confidence because I know when I date, and a lot of our listeners can relate to this, I self-deprecate a lot. I put myself down in like a fun way. And so I thought, you know what, this time I'm actually not going to even bring attention to the age and see what happens. But I will, you know, we're going to go out, we have a date planned. So I will ask like his commitment level. Is he interested in a relationship? But I'm not going to bring up, is he interested in a relationship with someone older than him? I'm just going to ask in general and try that and see how that goes.
If that's what he's looking for.
Yeah. But it would be nice if he came out and, well, no, you know what? Now that they think about it, it may not be as nice because then he's pointing out your age. So maybe guys don't want to say anything because they'll have to say like, you're older, unless they're teasing and they're like, you're such like a hot cougar or a MILF or whatever. If they want to tease about it a little bit more into the date. But yeah, bringing it up could maybe intimidate them a little bit.
Okay. Interesting. So Marcel, I'm going to ask you a question because you are a mother. What is dating like when you are a mother, when you have kids? I know you're an empty nester now, but thinking back to, or even now still, but like thinking back to when you had that commitment to people being in your house, you know, being on their schedule most of the time, like what can younger guys anticipate and expect in terms of how the women see their families versus dating? Like it's not the same as dating a young single woman.
Right, right, right. I feel like when I had children, I was... When the children were at home, when they were in school, they were my number one priority. So I wasn't so fun. So I was looking for more stability back then, you know, when they were younger. And then also because I had daughters, I didn't want to bring them around. I didn't want, you know, I wanted to keep a distance. That's how I was personally and like with my beliefs and everything. Now I feel like because I'm the empty nester, it's just more easier. When the kids were around, my big thing was, if I'm going to date somebody, if we're going to go get intimate or anything, they have to have their own place. I was real big on that because I did not want to start making a habit of bringing somebody around my children. So I'd run into different situations and it would be kind of skeptical. You know, I ran into guys that were cheaters that were in relationships. I've had that happen before. And
Right. Again,
at the end of the day, men do want sex, but they don't know how to be honest and go about it. But there's been dates, because of my background, I've been in adult entertainment. There have been dates where guys have been completely honest and told me, hey, I'm not comfortable with this or whatever. And later on in life, I really appreciate it. And I've had dates where guys have been like, you know, I'm not ready for this or open. And they didn't go any further. They didn't drag me along. And in the end, I really appreciate those guys. Like, I think back to the guys, like I have a guy still on my Facebook today that was, we had a fun date. Everything was great. We ended up becoming friends, nothing serious, but because he had came out of a relationship and he just told me flat out, like, you know, I just want to enjoy myself for the next couple of years. At that time, you know, and I really liked him. I didn't get mad about it. I didn't get upset. We just stood friends and we have a really good friendship to this day because he was upfront and honest. Whereas the times when I did date and a guy deceived me, it just ended badly. And I think honesty is like best policy. Yes, maybe wait till the second or third date before you start talking about, you know, like what Christian suggested. I think that's very healthy because you could meet somebody, go on a date one or two days. That doesn't mean you have to be in a committed relationship. You can still build a friendship. You might be friends with the people and they might introduce the next partner to you also.
Absolutely. 100%. I totally agree with you. Honesty is always the best policy rather than avoiding and ghosting. So I want to dig a little bit deeper in dating a single mom, right? So like, is it typical for people or women who are moms to not respond back as quickly as other single women? Or does that mean that there's lack of interest? Just based on your experience, like it's not the same as being 25 and having all the time in the world, right? And being attached to your phone. Or is it? Is it like when you're into somebody, you're attached to your phone?
Yes, yes, you're absolutely correct. There was an experience one time, I'll never forget this, and this really annoyed me with a guy. I was talking to a guy. Now, he was not younger. He was older than me. And I'll never forget because I was in a school meeting when my daughter's kid. I said, hey, I'm in a meeting. And he persistently called me over and over again. And now this older man, he already had like, at the time, his children were adult. And he knew what it was like to have children. You know, he knew. But I felt very disrespected because right when I said, hey, I'm at a meeting for my, you know, my child, it's something with the school. Not even like 10, 20 minutes, they're calling me repeatedly. And I just felt like that's inappropriate.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? That's totally inappropriate. Totally inappropriate. And so again, this wasn't a younger person. This was somebody way older. And I thought, oh, they're older, they're secure. And I just quickly, like after that, I was like, oh no. You know what I'm saying? I'll be honest, younger guys are more respectful when you say you're busier than the ones that are older. I've noticed. Okay. Like I've noticed with older men, it's like they come to me and they're like, oh, well, you're older like me. We need to settle down or something. Like they're demanding it and they're kind of pushing for just that companionship where a younger guy is, I find, I don't know if I'm training them. I don't know what's going on, but like I'm kind of the dominant one and I'm putting control where a guy my age or older is, you know, they're just not. They don't get it, even if they do have children. That's what's surprising.
They're still giving into their eagerness and their own anxiety rather than actually seeing what's going on in front of them. So right. Kristen, for you, so you don't have kids. Do you find that it's hard to say older men are more persistent or more eager than younger men? Do you get that as well?
I do. Yeah, I do. And that can be, and I hate to say it, but that can be a little bit of a turnoff because it's like they're not operating from that place of abundance of where they have all these choices. Where with a younger guy, it's appealing because it seems like they have a lot of choices and yet they're interested in choosing you. And so as a woman, it can boost a woman's ego when she's getting hit on by a younger guy, or it can make her feel refreshed or just like she's still got it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not so old that I am, you know, like using a cane and they're like helping me along and, right. And then all of a sudden bring me to life. But I think that I don't know if this is true or not. I just want to throw it out there. But if you're a guy who's dating and you're say 30 and you've got your aged brackets set in your either in your mind for in person or online for apps, and you've got it from, you know, 24 to 31, you may find that it's going to be harder to find matches. Where if you increase to an older age, you may find really attractive women willing to match with you because you're younger. And they like that and that's fun and appealing. So if you're having a hard time matching with your age range, I say crank up the number a little bit and you're going to get the cougars going, oh, he's a cutie. He's young and he's innocent. And, you know,
yeah, he finds me attractive. I know. It's, yeah. There's something flattering in that when you do see, you're like, wait, what? Why me? It is a crazy thing.
Yeah. It almost makes you feel like, oh, I'm that good that age doesn't matter. That's really, I think, the vibe that it gives off. So it's attractive, but yet they're not chasing.
Right. Well, so can you actually paint me a picture of eager versus non? Actually, let's take a break for a second and we'll come back and we'll talk about this because I think this is a good topic for both of you to discuss.
I have a horrible immune system. If I do like 2 days of physical labor, which is very rare, but if I do, I am laid out for a couple days. My immune system is weak. And what is perfect for me and my immune system and for you and your immune system is Athletic Greens, but not just your immune system. It's great for your gut health, having more energy, and you're getting 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced ingredients, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs for your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/askwomen. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/askwomen to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Guys, if you haven't heard by now, you just have not been listening. BetOnline, it's the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with the first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, the NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your 50%, that's 50, 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it.
So now that we're heading out of cuffing season, which is that season where women want the guy to keep them warm at night, so they're a little bit more easygoing or flexible on who they'll date, you're going to need to step up your game. And part of stepping up your game is stepping up your banter game. So many times guys lose out on girls because they don't know how to be fun, witty, engaging, clever, while also being down to earth and creating a real connection. So if you don't want to lose out on the chick because you don't know how to communicate and you're just boring and flat, then take a couple banter sessions with me. I promise you, your dates will go through the roof, not just because you're throwing them up there because you're so muscular, but the actual number count is going to go up, I promise. So go to kristenandchill.com, scroll down, click banter, and choose your package to get those banter skills in shape, where this summer, it's going to be a lot easier for you to get the girl. And if you email me at kristenandchill.com, I may even send you a discount code so you can get these world-class skills at a discounted price. That's kristenandchill.com.
All right, we are back with Marcella and the lovely Kristen. And I wanted to dive into, what does eagerness from an older man look like versus non-eagerness from a younger man? Like, what do we mean when we're saying eagerness? Marcella had a great example of that guy blowing up her phone. But are there other examples? Like online, Kristen, that's what you use. How is it more eager and off-putting?
Well, I mean, you know, this isn't a visual podcast. Otherwise, I would show, obviously, I would block out the guy's face. But this guy who is in his 40s, we matched. And he's very nice. And he seems really like a good guy. But he wrote me a wall of text. I mean, just like from, it was like, I didn't have the energy to read it. Like it was like, oh, that's involved. And that's like, it was really mature and sophisticated, which is great. And you know, you want a guy to be mature. You don't want him to be immature. But it was like this wall of text explaining everything that he thought about me and his perceptions of me and how excited he was. He's like, you're this like unicorn that I've been looking for. And so I did want to respond to his message. It was just so long. I didn't even know where to start. And I didn't have the energy. So I just kind of ignored it. But I was going to get to it eventually. But it was just so much to work through.
Yeah.
And so then he wrote me again today saying, like, you know, I'm going to add, he wrote, like, I'm adding to this wall of text. And it just through everything that I said, what it really comes down to is I just really would like to meet you for a drink. And so, well, nice and all of that, but that wall of text where it's like a little bit more work versus the younger guys, they're not, I mean, some of them are more shallow, but they're not putting that like heavy weight of the world of like, here's all the things I've been looking for. And now after all of these years here, I'm finally finding it. And that can feel pushy or persistent or desperate.
Yeah. Do you agree, Marcella?
But I am going to go out with him.
Oh, good. I like it.
Yeah. If guys keep it a little bit simple and not shallow, like the younger guys can get shallow.
Yeah.
I've seen it where the younger guys can get shallow. And that's just because, you know, they're young or whatever, and they need to learn. And we got to mold them. Like that's what has to happen. But the older guys, yeah, it's downright disrespectful. It's, but some of the, I've had older guys or guys that are close to my age be very sweet, very accommodating, you know, and they're not doing anything wrong. But I think it's, yeah, they're limited choice. You know what I mean? And I think a man, once he reaches a certain age, I want to say 45, now it's not about where the younger guys are coming for a point where their sex drive. But I think as a man is getting older, and I saw this, my father died alone. It's like a desperation just for that companionship. And my father, who passed away by himself a couple years ago, in the end, I felt very dependent towards me and my sister. And it wasn't like he was desperate for a relationship, but I even wish he had somebody that was a companion for him, not necessarily. So the older men, they may not want to have children. They may have already had families or whatever, but when they're seeking, it's a lot different. It's not sex-based. It's more like a companion, just somebody to be there every day. Where younger guys, it's what we need to realize as women is men's objective is they want sex. That's what it is. So as they're younger, that's what they want. Of course, they want to have fun. So that's what I realize. And I notice like the older guys, it's not so much of that, but they just don't know, you know, they're running out of options and they've got this desperation.
Yeah. I was just watching this video yesterday about companionship, kind of. It was basically about your higher self versus your ego when you're seeking companionship. And so if you feel this really intense urge and need and desperation for a companion, I mean, it's kind of common sense, but that's not when you want to look for the companion. When you feel at ease and when you're like in your higher self, that's when the companionship will naturally grow. It's kind of just like if you're forcing something, it's not going to work. It's right. You're just trying too hard and it's coming from the wrong place. It's coming from, I don't want to be alone. And that's your ego speaking versus our, again, higher self, which would just be more of our intuition or our soul. When that can actually open up and be aware, but not trying, it's letting love in or something. I know it's a little bit spiritually and kind of woo-woo-y, but when you, I think, change that need, like, I need it. I'm like, your butt is clenched and you're just, versus a, I'm going to let love happen and I'm going to open up myself and my body to it. Then it seems like it'll come in a way that it's supposed to come.
I totally agree.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually a great place to end the show.
Even though like right now, I'm in like a butt clenched position right now of like, I need to find a husband and I need it to happen now. But that's all happening because I'm in this body state, this human being of X amount of years on the planet, on the earth. And I'm trying to fit it in. But if I were to step back and just exist, obviously put some effort in, but not make it like, I'm going to die if this doesn't happen, then it will be a much more enjoyable process. I'll put out a better vibe. People will feel that energy and you'll be more attractive.
I love it. And I totally agree with it.
I agree with that.
Call me Zen Buddha Kristen now.
Yeah, exactly. This is not who she was 8 years ago when we started this show. She was cynical, bitter Kristen. But Cynical Bitter Kristen, now Zen Buddha Kristen, thank you so much for offering your perspective. And Marcella, thank you so much for offering your perspective. Marcella, why don't you tell people how to find out about Sunday Fun Day and how to see you on OnlyFans? Tell people where they can go and see you.
Oh, okay. People can follow me on my IG. It's Marcella Sobella. Also, they can go to my website, marcellasobella.com. I always have my links over there that I promote. My OnlyFans is ilovemarcella.com.
Love it. Wonderful. Well, thank you for coming on and thank you for doing this so last minute.
Thank you for having me.
This was actually a very good episode. Yeah, you were great. And I like that we cover this topic because we usually talk about like dating younger women, but we don't really ever talk about dating older women.
No, I don't think we ever have.
So I guess now we're all older women. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why we're talking about it now. Because we're all the older women before. No, but this is a wonderful topic. So thanks guys for listening. Thanks for continuing to listen to our show. New episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Please go and subscribe to our show. Share this show with anybody that you think can benefit from the information that we share. You guys are awesome. We'll see you next week.